It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Former CIA Director John Brennan testified before the House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday that he personally warned Russia last summer against interfering in the U.S. presidential election. He said he was so concerned about Russian contacts with people involved in Donald Trump's campaign that he convened top counterintelligence officials to focus on them.
I've studied Russian intelligence activities over the years and have seen it, again, manifest in many different of our counterintelligence cases and how they have been able to get people, including inside of CIA, to become treasonous. And frequently, individuals who go along that treasonous path do not even realize they're along that path until it gets to be a bit too late.
Congressman Trey Gowdy asked about possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign.
Did evidence exist of collusion, coordination, conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russian state actors at the time you learned of 2016 efforts?
I encountered and am aware of information and intelligence that revealed contacts and interactions between Russian officials and U.S. persons involved in the Trump campaign. I don't know whether or not such collusion, that's your term, such collusion existed. I don't know. But I know that there was a sufficient basis of information and intelligence that required further investigation by the Bureau to determine whether or not U.S. persons were actively conspiring, colluding with Russian officials.
Brennan also noted that U.S. intelligence agencies had concluded Russia's goals were to undermine public faith in the U.S. democratic process, denigrate Secretary Clinton, and harm her electability and potential presidency, and to help President Trump's chances.
It should be clear to everyone that Russia brazenly interfered in our 2016 presidential election process and that they undertook these activities despite our strong protests and explicit warning that they not do so.
Our ability to choose our elected leaders as we see fit is, I believe, an inalienable right that we must protect with all of our resources and all of our authority and power. And the fact that the Russians tried to influence that election so that the will of the American people was not going to be realized by that election, I find outrageous and something that we need to, with every last ounce of devotion to this country, resist.
The Trump administration Tuesday released its 2018 budget called A New Foundation for American Greatness. Although presidents' budgets are usually dead on arrival, this one is particularly heinous in its cuts to safety net and other programs for the poor and elderly, medical research, environmental protection, and more. John McCain and Lindsey Graham both weighed in.
Senator, can I ask you about the president's budget? Is it dead on arrival?
Yes. And the commitment to rebuilding the military cannot be fulfilled with this level of spending.
Well, yes, definitely dead on arrival. This budget, if fully implemented, would require us to retreat from the world diplomatically or put people at risk. You have a lot of Benghazis in the making if this thing became law.
The president continued his first overseas trek at the Vatican Wednesday morning, meeting with the Pope, of whom he had previously noted,
"For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. No leader, especially a religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith."
Ahead of today's meeting, it's been a contentious relationship between the president and the Pope. During the campaign last year, the Pope said, quote, "A person who thinks about building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not a Christian." Trump responded at a campaign rally and on Facebook suggesting if ISIS attacked the Vatican, the Pope would be relieved that the U.S. had a strong president.
This time it was respectful, with Trump giving the Pope a first edition set of Martin Luther King Jr.'s writings, including all five of his books, plus a piece of granite from the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Stone of Hope statue in Washington, D.C., and a bronze sculpture named Rising Above, which the White House said represents hope for a peaceful tomorrow. In return, Pope Francis gave Trump three of his writings, which he typically gives to heads of state, including his 2015 encyclical calling for climate change action and this year's World Day of Peace message about nonviolence, telling Trump, quote, "I signed it personally for you." Both of those particularly important as Trump's budget calls for huge cuts to climate change programs and huge increases in military spending. Noting that Trump had visited the world's three holiest religious sites, Stephen Colbert had the perfect guest on his program Tuesday night.
Lord, how do you feel about Trump going to all these holy sites around the world?
I don't know. You pray with three major religions in 1 week? Seems a little needy. Come on, buy a God a drink first.
Well, the president was praying to you at the Western Wall in Jerusalem yesterday. Can you tell You prayed for?
Oh, sorry, Stephen. Unlike some people, I don't give away top secret information from Israel.
Still, Lord, you're getting a lot of attention this week. It must feel pretty special.
Oh, not at all, Stephen. This whole thing's just a distraction from the Russia scandal. I mean, Trump even asked me if I could get James Comey to stop the FBI investigation.
Really? Well, are you gonna?
No. Even if I wanted to help, I can't. You know, separation of church and state. Plus, I really want to, I really want to see that pee tape.
So.
Come on, everybody knows it's real.
Don't know. So.
No, I do.
If you appreciate these What's News reports, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener funded, and we depend on you to help us keep going. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.